Good morning. Welcome to our panel. This is the RWI Update and Negotiating an RWI Policy for Your Deal. My name's David Rex. I'm a managing director and general counsel with Profit Equity. We're a private equity firm out in Southlake. We've done a version of this panel for going on 7 years now, hard to believe. And we've covered a lot of the basics. We've covered the basics. We've covered other transactional insurances. We've covered how to get set up for doing your diligence, get ready for the underwriting call, and the claims process last year. And this year, we're going to talk about a policy itself and how do you integrate that policy and implement it into your purchase agreement, depending upon what the policy says. Our speakers for today, we have Henry Stark. Henry's in the number three here in the lineup. He's a partner with Norton Rose Fulbright's Dallas office, where, among other things, serves as underwriter's counsel with respect to underwriting RWI policies. Henry also does a lot of M&A, but the one thing I want to highlight for him on this panel is he represents the underwriters in writing the policies, and he's going to help us with the view from the insurance company on the topics of today that we'll discuss. Sitting at the far end is Chad Stryker. He's a shareholder in Greenberg Traurig's Chicago office, where he focuses on representing private equity funds, public-private companies, high-net-wealth individuals, in all manner of deals. It's a very extensive and broad background that Chad has, like Henry, and both of them are experts in the area. Then we have apparently the ZZ Top of Rep and Warranty Insurance. We have immediately to my left is Bill Minot. He is the global head of transactional liability insurance for Mosaic Insurance. He oversees the transactional underwriting for Mosaic, including RWI, tax insurance, and contingent liability insurance products. Bill is truly one of the pioneers and experts in this area. He was the original writer of the fundamental rep and warranty policy 7-8 years ago that we used in one of our transactions that Bill saved, and a wealth of information. Next to him is Andrew Zimmerman, senior director with Willis Towers Watson's Transactional Risk Insurance Group, and he's an expert on the current RWI market terms and working with clients to obtain RWI and other transactional insurance policies. So when Wilson named them the ZZ Top of RWI, I tried to figure out which one was Dusty Hill, which one's Billy Gibbons, or are they Frank Beard? And I think we decided both of them need to be the guys with the long beards and the sunglasses. So one of them's Dusty Hill and one of them's Billy Gibbons. And this morning, Bill claimed to be Billy Gibbons. I don't know why, but he's the one who's still alive. And that leads me, to 20. I got my hats off to Wilson and Larry Glasgow. 20 years, man. It's hard to believe that this thing's been going for 20 years, and Wilson touched on it yesterday. If you'd asked him 20 years ago, what's it going to look like in 20 years, he'd have probably said, I hope we're here in 20 years. But the good news is there is a Bloody Mary bar. So for the last 2 years, we've had that feature. We've had Byron Egan's whiskey tasting, I think, for 15 of the 20 years. So it's been going on for a while, but I thought if they're going to name us, it's time for us to name them. So I went digging through the 80s, and I thought, what would best sum up Wilson Chu and Larry Glasgow? And I started with Milli Vanilli, but they kind of crashed and burned. Start with Right Said Fred. If anybody remembers, I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt. Thought that would be Wilson up here singing and dancing, but that was a little much. Simple Minds.
Wow.
I don't know which one of them wants to be Jim Kerr. And I settled on Tears for Fears, strictly out of the name. In a bit, we're going to have the professor up here, Glenn West, and he's going to make us all sit in our chair in fear, and we're all going to be wondering why, after we've listened to him, if we even qualified to be M&A lawyers. And then we'll all start having our tears. So in honor to you guys, great work on 20 years of putting together high-class panels and presentations and information. It's so important to our market. All right. This morning, we're going to spend 30 minutes or so discussing the current trends and views on the effects of RWI with respect to M&A transactions. Andrew and Bill will be my main source of information on that, but I've asked Chad and Henry to jump in whenever. They feel the need. Being lawyers, it's kind of hard to stop them. We've got some excellent materials in our course binder. I want to tell you this. If you downloaded before you came here, the coarse binder, it does not have the materials I'm about to go through in it.